Blue water. The open upper deck, the main one with the windows, and the back area where swimmers could jump into the water, and then the obvious cabin below. She guessed it had a bedroom, but there was no sign of life on the thing. After following the direction of her finger, he exhaled again, put a lot of oomph behind it this time.
Yeah, I know what a boat is.
She ignored the sarcasm, though that was getting tough since it seemed to be his go-to tone this morning. Why is it there?
Where else should a boat be?
Sarcasm and snottiness. That was a powerfully unattractive combo. He was lucky he looked like that, all fit and chiseled with a healthy glow that didn't fit the usually cloudy skies blowing over Whittaker, and had those handyman skills or no one would talk to him. You're annoying. He shot her one of his usual, "What's wrong with you?" scowls.
Me?
I think something happened to it. The boat, I mean. It could be disabled. The people might need help.
Is it possible you're jumping to conclusions?
Yes, of course. Not that she'd admit that out loud. No. She recalled the mental list she put together last night when she vowed to call him if the boat still hadn't moved this morning. The one she'd memorized in case a situation just like this happened. It's too close to shore. It hasn't moved. I haven't seen any sign of life, not one person. And there were no lights on it last night.
Wait a second.
He held up a hand as if she didn't know what wait meant.
You're saying you've been stalking the boat since last night?
Is that the point? He actually snorted.
Maybe it should be.
The dismissive noise grated across her nerves. The guy really could use a how to not piss off your neighbors course. We have a harbor. There's more than one marina on Whittaker. There's the yacht club, which is right on the water. A boat could pull in there.
The boat is in the water right now.
He stopped as if he were trying to make some big point before starting again.
That's basically how boats work. You get in them and then go out on the water.
He grew less attracted by the second. Are you trying to be difficult? His serious expression suggested he teetered on the verge of delivering the same lecture he might give an unreasonable 4-year-old. Look, no. She was not in the mood for him to launch into some sort of condescending male speech. Honestly, it would be far too disappointing. She'd had a thing, not serious and not really worth discussing, for Hansen since she met him, which happened approximately 38 minutes after she moved to Whittaker. If it turned out he really was all ass all the time instead of just a little testy, as she decided sometime during the last 6 weeks of knowing him, well, that was more than her very active fantasy life, which centered solely on him, could handle.
Okay,
he nodded, all strains of frustrated male gone, as if he'd found a well of calm somewhere in that pretty head and was dipping into it.
Let's start over.
Better. It was good to know that maybe she hadn't wasted all of that fantasy time on him. Last night, I was a blur to her right grabbed her attention. It started with a wave as the water lapped against the shoreline. Then the ripple grew into a full-grown man. He wore a business suit and walked right out of the water, head down, with his dark hair hanging over his face. His movements were somewhat slowed by what had to be 100 pounds of wet wool. He walked across the pebbled beach about 30 feet behind Hansen. But the big news about the drenched dude's dramatic movie entrance was how he walked away from them without saying a word, as if all of this was perfectly normal. Hansen cleared his throat.
You know you stopped talking in the middle of a sentence, right?
The man. Good Lord, how did she even describe it? Instead, she reached for Hansen's arm and tugged and shifted until she had him turning around, facing the man who was now walking toward the line of trees that grew right up to the edge of the rocky beach. Do you see him? Hansen frowned.
Huh.
She stepped in front of him. That's the sum total of your response.
It's weird, I'll give you that.
Why are you standing here? Go get him! The man disappeared into the wall of trees. Didn't stop, didn't turn his head or look at them, didn't acknowledge them in any way. Once he was gone, Hansen looked down at her again.
Why?
Why? She shook him, because come on, he could be hurt. Hansen had the nerve to shrug.
He looks fine.
Or maybe he's a criminal.
Then why would I run after him?
She didn't bother to launch into the list of reasons, the most obvious being that his best friend happened to be what counted as law enforcement on the island. He's getting away.
Where is he going to go? We're surrounded by water.
You're actually serious right now. When he didn't say anything, she tried very hard to ignore the disappointment flowing.